Commissioner Ledoux says he believes there is no success greater in one child and no failure. Since taking over as education commissioner a year ago, he says he wanted to avoid doing one flashy move and the education system goes back to square one.
What the plan does, it says we're going to do, make sure kids come to school ready to read and ready to learn, that we're going to have good literacy programs to make sure kids read by the end of second grade, that we're going to have solid middle school programs where kids could start learning to develop their interests and talents, and we're going to have rigorous high schools that have lots of activities for kids to learn to risk take and to discover what they like.
A part of the education department's comprehensive plan is to raise Alaska's graduation rates. According to Ledoux, 67% of Alaska students graduate from high school. He says only 10 to 11% are only proficient in statewide tests. A major component of the plan is to turn Alaska schools into world-class schools.
Too often people think that we can improve our graduation rate or the success of kids with a single activity or event. It's not that way. It's going to be foxhole to foxhole, you know, student by student, hard work, but reform along a continuum. And I believe that graduation success will be an outcome of doing many, many things right.
Another goal of the plan focuses on community, culture, and family. Ledoux says none of the goals in the plan can be achieved unless schools honor the community, culture, and families, especially in rural communities.
Many of these communities, they've never had a choice in it. And they really never have had a real choice. And I think it's critical that a community own their education. And I think it's very, very important when a community is trying to maintain their language and their culture. If they don't control education in their community or feel like they have a sense of control, then people, like all people everywhere, they abdicate to the power that's there. And you can't do that.
Ledoux says one of the components today that goes against rural communities is the No Child Left Behind Act. He says he believes that the act has done some positive things, but ultimately it doesn't work in Alaska.
The problem with NCLB, it didn't just raise the standard, which was good. It started telling us how we were supposed to go about achieving that. And a law made in Washington doesn't fit in Aniituvik Pass or Tillicksack or Wrangell or Kodiak or Point Barrow. We need to be able to find our own solutions.
Ledoux also touched on student health and safety, where the plan is expected to provide healthy and safe environments for Alaska students. He also mentioned the governor's scholarship program. As part of the program, resident Alaska students with A averages would be eligible for full tuition to any public university in Alaska. A student with a B average would receive 75% paid tuition, and those with C plus averages would receive 50%. Overall, Ledoux's visit to Wrangell seemed to have positive reviews. Wrangell Superintendent Woody Wilson says he was sold on the commissioner's comprehensive plan.
I think it's a solid plan. He's set goals for the state, and they actually have a roadmap or a plan. So that's a good thing. That's the first time that's happened in a long time.
Principals Monty Buness and Therese Ashen were also sold on the plan.
I like the educational plan. There's a lot of good stuff there. I hope we can do some of the things he's talking about and share his vision.
Yes, I've looked at the educational plan, and there's a lot of things that Wrangell's already doing, so I think we can help with that vision that Commissioner Ledoux has, and the things that we don't have, it's going to be nice to see the support for it.
Ledoux says he hopes the comprehensive plan will help retain Alaskans so the state does not have to look elsewhere to fill its job force. He says he realized that the plan's success isn't going to happen overnight, and there needs to be a team effort from the state to the local levels. To find out more on the entire comprehensive plan, visit the State Department of Education and Early Development's website at eed.state.ak.us. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.